Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Clueless Cast. This is our Gert.
Nice.
Welcome back to the Clueless Cast. My name is Monkey or Trent. Today I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Audrey or Petra, and that guy in gaming or guy. Today is our Halloween themed episode. This is my costume. I'm literally wearing a COVID mask thing, like a face mask, and a hat. So that's it.
I actually have a costume I can put on.
I do not have a costume.
Fuck, where is it? Hold on.
I don't know what Giza's gonna be, but I'm gonna turn around. I wanna be surprised for this.
Okay.
Wait, what is it?
Tell me when to turn around.
Oh no, the bag's too small!
The bag, what are you fucking doing? Like cosplaying like a waterboarding victim? Oh my god. Oh my god.
Where's my headset?
It's fucking okay, that's fucking stupid. That's also great though.
Should I turn around now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he can hear you. Yeah, turn
ow,
around now.
Ow.
Is it fucking Reese's
butt? Alright, we're ready?
Oh god, I'm the only one without a costume.
Well, if you could call this sad excuse for a costume, that's...
I lied. That wasn't my costume. The mustache was my costume.
Oh, shit.
You know, honestly, now you could do the Eddie Wazow voice.
I don't know who that is.
What's his name?
Dude from
Tommy
the
Wazow.
Oh, fuck.
Tommy Wazow. My bad.
Hello, this is Tommy Wazow, creator of Rome.
All right. Let's start the podcast.
This looks so weird. I have, like, no upper lip.
It looks real.
Welcome back to another podcast episode. As previously stated, we have some interesting things to talk about. Today,
Monkey, what is going on today, man?
I don't know, bro. I'm tired. I literally have a Monster, but I haven't been drinking it because I had that COVID, the face mask on for like half an hour waiting to start recording.
No, you did not. You put that on 10 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago, I haven't drinking this thing. I need to drink it. Anyways, we want to talk about some interesting topics today. First up, recently in the news, Alec Baldwin, famous actor, recording a movie called Rust, I believe. And he goes to fire a prop gun and shoots two people.
Okay, I need you guys to pretend for a second that I'm as dumb as I look and explain what the fuck you just said.
Behind his mask, I just see one eyebrow go. No, he looked intrigued. But
intrigued.
Alec Baldwin, right? He was handed a prop gun from one of the prop managers or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes to shoot it. I don't know if they were recording or whatever, and it hit two people. One of them was the director, and one was like a cinema. Photographer, I don't know, something like that, and he actually killed her. She died.
Oh shit!
The director was okay, I think.
Wait, was he given the gun? Like he didn't buy it himself?
No, it was a prop gun. So in movies, they don't use. I mean, they use real guns, but like fake bullets, I guess.
They use blanks.
Yeah, pretty much. But sometimes those like malfunction. Like Bruce Lee's son, I think it's Bruce Lee's son, right?
There's one famous actor that was like filming a scene and like killed himself on set because of that.
Yeah, that's Bruce Lee's son. I need to check. It's Bruce Lee's son. I don't want to be getting the wrong guy.
For audio listeners, I took off my costume.
Brandon Lee, was that?
Hold on. Wait. So is it his fault or not?
Yeah, it's Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee was killed by a prop fire gun type of thing, and it ended up killing him while recording a movie. It's not really his fault, I don't think, because no one knows that much yet. It literally happened yesterday night, but...
I genuinely think it wasn't his fault, because if he was given the gun as a prop gun, and he thought that it was an actual prop gun, how would... I don't know. Well, I mean, okay. Was he shooting it like for the scene itself, or was he shooting it just to fuck around?
I assume so because that's wasting the prop ammo if he thought it was a prop.
All we know is that he shot someone on set and it killed someone and injured someone else.
Bro, it's so sad. The lady who died, her husband was saying, and this is like a really bad topic to have a fake mustache on for, but no, the lady who died, her husband was like, I'm at a loss for words. I don't want to comment on the situation. I'm cooperating with police officers, and that's all he pretty much said. So that's,
I mean, literally, that's like, that's the smart thing to say. I hate to like say it.
Oh, but yeah. No, that is, because anything you say could go against
you. Traumatizing that is.
Mm-hmm.
Poor dude. Mm-hmm. Also.
Bless you, Petra.
Thanks.
Jesus, this man sneezes a fucking hurricane.
I know.
I didn't even see it. Also in the news, while we're on the subject of news, I assume you guys know about Gabby Petito.
I barely know. That's like one of the cases I barely kept up with.
So
I'm super uncultured. Like, I know shit about everything.
Gabby Petito and her boyfriend started a YouTube channel like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 months ago, they got pulled over for like a domestic violence type of report by a police. They were living in their van, by the way. It was like they were traveling across the U.S., I believe.
Okay.
And they got pulled over by a cop because of their domestic violence or whatever. And there's body cam footage of the cop speaking to them, right? But the cop didn't do anything about it. I don't know if they could have done anything about it. But, they let them go. And then Gabby's boyfriend, I don't remember the dude's name. Anyways, her boyfriend returns back home without her. Just without her. And
is she still missing?
Well, her body was found. I believe at a national park, her body was found, and then, before her body was found, his lawyer told him he should go into hiding. So he was. Well, he was never found because he was in hiding. But at that point, he was a suspect once the body was found. So he was like, he was just everyone's been looking for him for the past month, and just the other day, so his parents were not cooperating with the police. They were like, I have no idea where he's at. I have no idea where he's at. This, that, and this. And they were like saying they knew nothing about it. No idea what happened to him. Where he's at. Wouldn't comment to the police. And then all of a sudden, everyone in the world is looking for this guy. It's a big thing on TikTok. It's a big thing on any news article, anything like that, right? Everyone's looking for this dude. But then his parents cooperate until they're like, oh, he's going to be here. As soon as the area they told him to look had no more water in it, a skeleton was found with his backpack and a notebook in it.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Wait, so he's dead, or?
Yeah, they found him dead like yesterday.
Wait, what?
And identified it was his remains by the dental work.
Wait. The guy that we thought killed, or the guy that everyone's suspecting is dead?
Yeah, everyone thinks he killed her, because how do you return home?
I know, right?
You and your girlfriend go.
Yeah.
You return home. Don't report anything.
Oh, okay.
Were they living together at the time?
They were living together in the van.
Yeah. So they're like traveling the country or something. I don't know.
But bro, how weird is that? Everyone in the world is looking for this guy, and his parents are just like, oh, he's here. And they found his dead body there. Like, they know something for sure.
Oh, well, 100%. I'm fucking suspecting the parents at this point.
Yeah, like, what if he killed her or something, and then the parents killed him or something? Like, I don't know. Like,
there's so many different things that could happen. Petra, what did you want to say? You wanted to say something, and then you got cut off.
I just, I don't know what to make of it. Like, that's insane. I had no
dude,
idea.
Dude, this is the fucking perfect thing to go on Halloween fucking podcast. Dude.
I had no idea. Dude, this is crazy.
Yeah, bro, his remains were just found yesterday, and it's like, it was just a skeleton, I'm pretty sure. I don't even think it was intact. Like, it was just bones. But they found the dental records and matched it with him.
And, but, like, a body wouldn't decay that fast. Like, he had to be, like...
They said he's been there for, like, a month.
It was after a month. Yeah, no. How long does it take for a body to decay?
When did Petito go missing, though? Or Gabby Petito go missing? Because, like... Wait, what? How long has this shit been going on for?
9 days?
Wait, what?
She was reported missing on 9/11, 2021.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay. It takes 9 days for a body to decompose to bones.
I thought it was like a lot longer.
It depends on like the heat, the climate, everything, and moisture. But apparently, it can take on average about 9 days.
His body.
You just had to look at that.
Were they told him to? Or were they told him to check the body? Whatever. It was flooded with water. So once the water was gone, that's when they found it. So there was definitely water in that mix.
Think they drowned him? I'm confused. Wait, they got told to go there. I'm confused. How are they like located to that body, or like directed to that location?
The parents weren't communicating with the police. They were staying silent from everyone, and then they just came out and they're like, "You'll find him here." And then
like,
his body was found
there. In the house, or
no? They said you'll find him at this location. They searched the location, and once the water drained from that location, his skeleton was found there.
Jesus fucking! You think he drowned?
It's really hard to drown yourself.
Well, no, maybe someone drowned him.
Yeah, but then how would the parents know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, his parents.
That's something. Weird. That's
they probably said some shit like, he told us he would be going to this area with his girlfriend, so he's probably there.
No, because after he came back.
The girlfriend
is
dead.
He came back from the girlfriend missing, didn't he go back to his parents' house?
Oh, yeah, he went back.
Yeah, no, but before they found out she was missing, he was at the parents' house. How do we know he didn't leave? And right before they found out she was missing. Dude, honestly, like, there's so many different fucking descriptions that could this be. Like, it could be a fucking hater that hacked into their account to find out where they were, killed the girlfriend and said, if you tell anyone, blah, 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 blah. Like, there's so many different fucking things that it could be. It could be the boyfriend killed him. Could be some fucking psychopath. There's so many different outcomes.
It's so sad, because if you, like, see her YouTube channel, dude, she looked like such a like a happy, kind person, and it's like, that's just terrible. I think they found she died of strangulation, like they
strangling?
Choked her, yeah.
So wait, was it confirmed that he did it?
No. Not that I know.
But couldn't they confirm it off the fingerprints if it was strangling?
I don't think fingerprints stay on skin, but I don't know.
Wait. But how long after she went missing did they find the body?
Well,
about
they found
2 weeks.
Her body, yeah. But like,
also
like...
another weird thing. Sorry to cut you off real quick, but before I forget, there was a couple who reported they seen Gabby and him together before she went missing. They reported that they seen them, and then they were found dead not too far from Gabby.
Is
wait,
this just
what?
A what the fuck? Are couples
wait,
dying left
on.
And right
wait,
here?
Wait. Are you serious?
This is definitely like all I've heard this from my crime and justice teacher at school. We've been following this case, and she's saying, I think she said officials are saying the cases aren't linked, like they're not connected. But
yeah,
isn't that weird?
That's
like
crazy. That's a crazy coincidence, because it sounds like it's a coincidence, right? But still, that's insane.
I don't think it's a fucking coincidence.
That, like,
I
they report the
don't.
Bot. They that's report crazy. Them hang. Like, they report, like, probably a domestic abuse claim or something, right? And then they are found dead, and then she's found dead, and then he's found dead. I think that's weird.
What if, right? That Gabby and him killed the couple together, and then he got scared that she would, like, maybe she had second thoughts or something, so he killed her too. He comes back, but maybe,
and then he kills himself.
No, because you wouldn't kill yourself by drowning. Because, like, I mean, you could, but
that's
like
that's really hard to
such
do.
Such an unlikely.
Well,
way.
I have
how
a. Here's the thing, though. Either. Wait, they said that he was found with a backpack, right? Do we know what was inside the backpack?
Because
if
know.
So, then he could have put like fucking bricks in the bag and then just drowned himself that way.
Yeah, but like your survival instinct would have you take off the backpack, like.
Well, he was in a river, right? Or like a deep area. Because if he went far down enough, no matter what he did, he couldn't fucking save himself.
I mean, like that's fair, but still, I don't.
Like drowning in a pool is very difficult because you know in a pool you could just swim up like 5 feet and bam, you're at the surface. But in a lake, that's like 40, 50 feet deep.
The FBI. This is from like CNN. They said the FBI confirmed Thursday. Sorry, I don't know what just happened. The FBI confirmed Thursday the remains of Carlton Reeve in Northport belonged to Laundrie, who vanished last month after Petito was reporting missing. She was found strangled in Wyoming National Park on September 19th. Law enforcement also found some of Landre's personal items in the reserve, including a backpack, a notebook, and a dry bag and some clothing. What's a dry bag?
I have no idea.
Isn't that the bags for like laundry, like that you put in?
There's a dry chance. Bag.
Images.
But yeah,
it's one of those bags that you can like take on trips and it won't get wet.
Laundrie's family, Brian Laundrie is the boyfriend, by the way. That's his name. Laundrie's family doesn't know what's in the notebook, is what an attorney for the family told a TV show. Friday, Laundrie's father picked up the bag that was found and immediately turned it over to law enforcement. He said, adding he didn't know if the notebook was in the bag or the backpack law enforcement found.
It has to have been on purpose, because why the fuck did he have a dry bag? It had to have been intended.
His dad found the notebook.
Okay, yeah, but it said he has a dry bag, right? Why would you take a dry bag with you when you leave if you didn't intend to go into the like somewhere near water? It had to have been intentional. That's what I'm thinking. Like, not like someone else did it. Like, maybe, like, I genuinely think he did it to himself.
It says determining his cause of death could be challenging as authorities recovered only a skeletal remains and identified him through dental records.
It's basically impossible to find out how.
Yeah, I mean, it's virtually impossible unless like people come forward and like say like, oh, we know this, but. Mm-hmm.
I genuinely, like, here's the thing. I don't want to say anything about it. Like, oh, that guy's a fucking douchebag. Because, we don't know what the fuck happened. Like, it could have been someone else. It could have been this. It could have been that. We don't know. So, like, I don't want to say, like, he's a scumbag, like you said, Monkey. Just because, like, I don't know.
I'm a firm believer. How are you going to come back without your girlfriend?
I don't fucking know. Anything. There's so much that it could be. Like, there's so many different things that it could happen. That just, it doesn't add up. Like, there's so many unknown variables in this equation that just don't make sense. There's definitely a missing piece. Oh, no, he definitely did something, but there's definitely, like, a missing piece of the puzzle. For all we know, it could have been the fucking mafia. Like, genuinely. We have no idea.
His parents said they have no further comments, so I don't really know what's happening with them. But I think that's how... What if, right? His parents are helping him. Like, they got a body. Whether they killed someone, whatever. No, because they identified the dental records. That can't be possible. I was going to say, what if that's not him and he escaped? But that's not possible.
Because of
his teeth. No, it's 100% him. That's 100% a skeleton. But I don't think the parents did anything.
You say skeleton funny.
Skeleton? I just don't insinuate the tuh. Anyway, I don't... I don't think the... I don't think the parents had anything to do with it. Because, again, they were only saying that they just didn't want to say shit, right? So maybe the son, when he left, was like, listen, I'm going to be gone. If anyone asks, don't say where I am. And then the second he was gone for a long time, they were worried. And they told him where they thought he'd be or where he told them that he would be. So I don't know. Again, I don't think it's the parents, just because having parents kill their own children is... A completely
rare,
it does happen, but again, like, that kind of shit happens. Why would they kill the girlfriend or have him kill the girlfriend?
I don't even before think killing him, so it couldn't be that. Maybe they told him to do it and they would do something for him or get him, or like, you know, maybe they made a deal or something. But why would they? I don't know their chemistry, so I don't know if that would be a thing.
Weird. Okay, you know what? I have for this podcast, for this episode, let's have, like, this is just off the top of my head, let's all search up scary stories in real life, like, I don't know, fucking crime, whatever, and then we talk about it and say what we think.
Well, I mean, we can talk about, like, some, like, notable ones, like the beauty pageant girl who died, where, you know, dude, what
never heard of it. This is fucking okay. I have a game. I have Jedi: The Fallen Order open on my computer, and the no. The the pause menu music is just like ominous silence. So like, I already know what to fucking put into the podcast for the
like,
sound.
JonBenet.
Anyways,
so JonBenet Ramsey.
She was found dead. So I'm playing Star Wars Battlefront.
No, it was okay, open all day. Wait, what do you want to
like,
say?
I don't know. Like, if like, I'm just like, before I knew that the boyfriend was found dead, like in my head I was suspecting that he did it.
And, everyone like, thought he did.
Every and like, even after he's found dead, like there's still suspicion there. But it's just so weird that he would die like in that way. Like if they found him like hung, like if he hunged himself or something, like okay,
that would be different. But it was drowned. I don't know that. Drowning, which is very hard to drown yourself. That's the thing.
Well, because your survival instincts will take over at that point if you do try and drown yourself.
Mm-hmm. Again, it is still possible. Like here's the thing that fucking confuses me. Why did he have a dry bag? Just rip it off, like a fucking wax.
I don't want to. It's gonna hurt.
Wow, what a pussy.
Okay, one. No, you count me down.
One, two, three, go.
Ah!
Nice. Anyway, what confuses me is why the fuck did he have a dry bag? Either someone threw it in there with him when they drowned him, or he had it intentionally. Because there's no other excuse.
A dry bag. Me.
A dry bag is one of those bags that you have, like, that can go underwater and things inside will be completely fine.
So he obviously, like, intentionally went there.
Yeah. Either that or someone threw it in there with him.
Yeah, but, like, who would, like, yeah, but, like,
again,
someone can put
like,
a dry bag on you, but that doesn't mean you're gonna fucking drown, like.
Yes, but how, like, let's say they drowned him and then he sunk to the bottom of the lake. And then they put the bag next to him under the lake or whatever.
Yeah, but like, when did the investigator show up? Like, was it like immediately after the water went?
What if he wasn't drowned and he was like stabbed or something? And they don't know because they haven't found his full remains, whether it's skeletal and they can't find the rest.
Wait, they didn't find the full skeleton?
I think it's just pieces right now.
Oh, well that.
So they found like the head and that's it?
I think. It's more than just a head.
That changes up everything, because it could have been stab wounds then. Because if it was a stab wound, there would be either signs of any sort of stabs on the body, on the skeleton, like scratches, whatever. It could have been like a bone ripped in half. It could have been like so much that shows stab wounds. But since we only have the head, then we don't know. Because I thought it was the whole skeleton there down there.
I'm not too sure. I don't think they found everything.
So this article on BBC says that he used.
Did it when I searched.
This article on BBC is saying that he used Gabby Petito's credit card after she died, and that's like one of the things that the police used to like charge him.
Wait, he used it?
That's what they're saying. Like this is what this article on BBC is saying, which is a fucking weird name for a news network. But
that's
like
British. That's British something.
British Babo News.
Babo?
Okay, so.
Monkey lawyer, so Michael Little.
The FBI issued a federal arrest warrant and charged him with fraudulently using her debit card after her death. That's what this article is saying.
Interesting. That's so.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to think about this.
There's definitely something that we're missing here. There's 100% something
that's
missing. That's
like what makes this so like interesting. Is this is still like developing? But not like not like in, that's in a good way, but like
it's a fucking mystery. That's the best part.
Yeah.
We're talking about like really serious stuff and trying to solve someone's death, and I'm like, you guys like my Halloween lights? basically. Dude, there's so many weird cases like that in that same class period, not period, but same class. We're talking about how this case is bringing attention to a bunch of other cases because you know people go missing like this every single day.
Mm-hmm.
They
go missing, but they don't get found like this. That's the weird part.
Some of them don't even get found because no one searches. I think it's we've read this one that literally just happened, and it's like, what the hell? Why is no one talking about this either? This guy, it's like a, this could be completely off. Just know, it was a guy in his 20s, I believe, around that age, going to school, went missing. And they found his body. He was dead.
Okay.
The weird part about it is all of his organs and blood was gone.
It was just a skeleton.
No, skin was there.
What? Wait, how long was the gap between missing and found? Yeah, no. This is the next story we're going to be talking about. Because, wait, so he was missing and then he was found and he had skin, but organs and blood and everything was gone. So just bones and skin.
I think his name was something Day.
Because that's 100% intentional. That's 100% a psychopath or murder.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay. Just imagining the skinning process.
His name was, I want to say it's, I hope I really, like, I pronounce this right. Jelani Day. And it says off this random news article, basically it's saying that his body was found in a river and he's been missing since August 24th. This was September 24th. So a month apart.
How is the skin still there?
Hold on.
The people used dental records and DNA to identify his body. His relatives previously submitted DNA samples to aid the search.
Wait, so how did he, where was he found?
In a river.
And where was the skin?
Hold on, I'm trying to, I was wrong. As the agency confirmed the recovery of the man's body, it said toxicology testing will be undertaken in an attempt to learn how Day died. The last place Day was seen, police said, was at a store in Beyond/Hello Cannabis dispensary chain. Let's see. Everywhere I search, bro, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, because that happened, like, just last night, right?
Yesterday? Did you guys see that Alec Baldwin tweet where, like...
He said what?
Where he said something like... He tweeted something like, I wonder how it feels to accidentally kill someone. And then someone replied saying... You know what I'm talking about?
Was that after or before the accident?
No, this was, like, two years ago. Alec Baldwin tweeted, like, I wonder how it feels to accidentally kill someone. And then someone replied, yeah, you don't know that feeling or something like that. And then he replied, just you wait or something. Like,
He needs to go to jail.
Because it was a prop gun. Like,
here's the thing. He could have fucked
people,
with it.
Like, I don't understand, like, how that's an accident. Like, if you shoot two people.
Oh, wait, hold on. The case I was just telling you about wasn't true, I guess. Some news articles were reporting he was found with that Day was found with no brain, no eyeballs, no face, and no scalp, a sawed-off jawbone, and no organs, not even a liver. But
where was he found?
Authorities are saying that. I'm not too sure because everything's saying something different. Hold on. It says these claims stem from the confusion or the existence of two autopsies, but authorities say this is not the case. The second one noted bones and organs were missing, but that's only because they had been removed during the first autopsy. His body was found severely decomposed. No organs were missing. So no organs were actually missing. It was because they did two autopsies, and the first autopsy, they removed his organs.
So he was found dead, but he wasn't found dead with, like, all of his skin gone and shit.
Yeah, no, all that was because of
the autopsies.
He was decomposed, though.
Wait, he was decomposed? Like, mostly?
Not completely. Mostly, I
think. I mean, he was probably, like, tortured to death, and then the killer just fucking dipped.
Yeah.
And then they found him a few days later. That's usually what happens with, like...
I want to search up, how long does it take for fingerprints to get off of a body?
Guy, you are going to be on the FBI's most...
Good.
I'm serious. Earlier, he Googled how long does it take for a body to decompose. Now he's Googling how long until fingerprints are off the body.
How to kill someone.
Fingerprints. How do I word this? How long does it take for fingerprints to disappear?
How long does it take for fingerprints to... Yeah.
To disappear off human bodies. I'm so going to be on a list.
Dude, there... You know they could legally do that?
What?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I'm... honestly, I'm okay with it. Because I'm fucking searching up some sketchy shit right now.
FBI? It depends on what you search.
Bro, I was at school one day, and my friend and I, like, we were just interested in these, like, cases, and we were on FBI's missing persons list, right? I'm looking at this case, and I'm trying to click on the image for, like, the missing poster to see, like... information on it. I clicked on it like 8 times and it wasn't opening. It's like, what the hell?
Okay,
I
looked
at the bottom of Chrome and it says I downloaded the missing flyer for the person 8 times onto the school computer. So there's probably someone watching me right now, bro. Like, they think I killed someone. I was just trying to open the picture, man.
You know, that's okay. How Luca Bignotta got caught, right?
Why? Because he kept searching shit up?
He kept on searching himself up. He went into, like, a public library in, like, Russia, and he was, like, Googling, like, his own cases that he killed of people, that he killed someone, not people, and then he got cut that way. Oh, that was... I didn't like the ending of the documentary, though.
Okay, yeah. So what I found out was fingerprints can stay up to 40 years on any sort of material, like wood... anything, but the second water comes in contact, that shit can disappear in 24 hours.
Well, then there's no way we're finding out who killed the boyfriend.
Yeah, there's no fucking way we're finding out. No, that shit's just gone forever. So, if you're a murderer out there and you want to know how to hide a body, throw him in a lake. Don't do that. Throw yourself up to the police, please. Do us all a favor.
Dude, they're gonna be
anyway.
That's
fucked. Honestly, I have nothing going for me right now, man. I am the best victim for a murderer right now. I have all my lights off. I'm in an office building. They could easily just fucking break the door down and just shoot me in the head twice.
Hey, Guy.
Easily.
Guy, who is that guy behind you? Who is he?
I'm living in your walls, Guy.
These are some pretty dense walls. Imagine if I heard a knock back. Oh, it'd be fucking terrifying. I'd fucking run out of here, dude. Anyway, so like cases like this is fucking... This shit's just insane.
I was gonna bring up another one. It totally blanked out on me.
Oh, you're talking about like a beauty queen or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah. I was like talking about JonBenet Ramsey, where it was like this five-year-old beauty pageant, contestant. Yeah. And she was like found dead in her basement, and like to this day, like, no one has like found out who she was or who killed her.
Wait, in their own basement?
Yeah, like in the family's basement.
There has to be fingerprints there somewhere.
Family.
No, yeah. But like they didn't like find out.
Bro, the second
like,
you put on gloves, those are gone though. And if you're gonna kill someone, you're gonna buy gloves for $10. Just saying, like, if you're willing to,
yeah, but
get
like
away
if they're
murder,
suspecting
gonna,
it,
like,
and if
you
if,
still
if,
have to if, make if sure that you don't touch the outside of the gloves.
If you're getting investigated for a murder, like I'm assuming you will get like investigated like your days prior to like the police suspecting you. So like they had to go through like security footage of like nearby stores with, you know, like there's literally like footage of like serial killers like going to Walmart at like fucking 4 a.m. and like buying a chainsaw, and then that's how they fucking catch him. Like. Like they go
through dumb. The chainsaw had nothing to do with it.
I just wanted to cut down a tree. they literally go to like Walmart at like 3 a.m. and they buy like weapons, and then that's how they get caught.
Dude, like, okay, like, here's how shit like that has to be found out, because that's in a secure area. There's no like
what?
Nature that affected that body. That's in a basement. That is in a human made thing.
Oh yeah, 100%. No, she yeah.
So
like, that's the thing, and like, it's because then there is like there is a letter that was like a what's it called, like when the killer asked for money. I don't know what.
Bro, I just had a fucking heart attack. I looked up at my camera and the red light looked like someone was staring at me. Oh my god, dude.
Was it? I think it's like a hostage note or something. Or anyways, like there was this letter that said, "Oh, we will kill. We like if you want your daughter to be saved or something, like give us this amount of money." And that amount of money was like how much her dad made in a tax bonus that same year that she got murdered in. So, like, that's super fishy, right?
Are they related to Gordon Ramsay at all?
No.
Shut the...
This was, like, No. No, no,
because their last name is Ramsay, isn't it?
Yeah, but this happened, like, forever ago, man. Like, this was way before I was even born.
Like, 3 days ago. Okay, all right. Wait, I thought it was,
when
like...
When did JonBenet Ramsay die? Totally blinking out.
I thought this was, like... Maybe 5 years ago. Back to the murder and scary death well, stuff.
If anyone is watching, especially this far in, we appreciate it, first of all.
100%.
Second of all,
love you guys.
Let us know if you guys would like this as like a series type of thing.
This is fun.
The one person who comments, yeah or no, I hate you and your podcast. Thank you. Continue.
So fingerprints are like how they caught the Golden State Killer, like 40 years after he committed the crimes.
Oh,
the who?
The Golden State Killer.
Again, I'm a dumb baby.
He killed a lot of people in San Francisco, right? That's Golden State.
I don't remember. I just know he like he went in like phases. Like I think he would kill for like 3 years and then he would stop. Then he like went back to killing.
They think they found out who the Zodiac Killer is. Like,
yeah,
literally
Gary.
A month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine talking to a guy named Gary.
Gary. Bro, have you ever heard, not Zodiac Killer, Ted Bundy, like, survivor stories? That shit's insane.
I watched Ted Bundy's documentary. That shit was fucking insane. Like,
I've been in a room with, it's got the original murder kit he was found with. He would take photos of the victim's bodies. All those were in there. Like the originals. The original photos were in there. The original murder kit he was found with. His glasses, his like the weapons he would use to kill the people were all there. And it was like crazy. Also in that same room was Charles Manson's remains.
Was that like the Museum of Death?
Haunted Museum. Haunted Museum.
Oh, in Vegas, okay.
Yeah, the Haunted Museum, that one room has, like, his Charles Manson's remains, Ted Bundy's murder kit, his ski mask, his glasses, the photos. And those photos, the crazy thing is, so Ted Bundy was actually pulled over for having a...
Yes.
He was speeding or something, right?
Isn't that how he got caught after escaping?
Yeah, no one knew, and no one suspected anything of him, but he was pulled over for speeding, and the cop thought he looked like the sketch of, like, the killer guy in the paper. So, they kind of started catching on then, and then they searched his car and found the murder kit, I think.
And really?
I think it was something like that. And
I remember from the documentary what happened was he just ran away from prison and he stole a car and then a cop pulled him over.
That was another time.
And then once the cop like got out of the car to go to him, I don't remember if he like drove off or if he sort of like ran away. Because I do know that he was in prison and then they were like he had the like a case, like a courtroom case. If he actually did kill them, because they didn't know for sure yet, and then
jumped out the window.
Like he escaped. Like no, he didn't jump out the window. I don't think.
Yeah,
he did.
So I'm talking about like the very first time they caught him. Very first time they caught him, it was because of he was speeding or something. Found him in the paper, and then recognized him as the paper guy or thought he was, and then they found that murder kit, which pretty much was like, you know,
big red flag,
good evidence. But
a little bit.
They weren't. He would never admit to it, and he was like a decent lawyer because he was going to school for lawyer or like law and stuff. So he represented himself in the case.
That, well, yeah, no.
He represented himself.
No, I know he represented himself, but he basically, like he kept on asking the judge to report detail or to repeat details of the murder, and then that's how they caught on to him. Because at the time... go ahead.
No, well, red flag, big red flag was how he jumped out of a window. I think they caught him. I think he escaped from prison once too.
Did he?
Yeah. No, he escaped from prison and he got into a car. Like he stole a car. I don't know if he hotwired it or not, or if he just fucking yoinked it out of someone else's hands.
You think he gave a shit about?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't remember it 100%. I watched it like back in high school, but I do know that like there was like he was fucked because like they knew that he killed him or sorry he was basically running away and he was doing it really well, but he kept getting super fucking unlucky and got caught like after time after time, and if he had luck on his side, he'd probably still be killing. Well, not still. I don't know if he'd be alive still.
Well,
but
honestly,
he would be
like,
killing. So
go ahead.
I just know one time he was found in, like, he escaped for like 2 months, I think. Mm-hmm. And then he was found in Florida linked to two girls' deaths. One of them was like 14 years old. And he escaped from, I think it was California or wherever. He went all the way to Florida. No one knew it was him because he had like a mustache.
The perfect disguise.
Well, I mean, probably at the time too, he wasn't like he people didn't know of him like they did now.
That is true.
Like, bro, he was still on the loose. So
wait, where did he escape prison from? And how far away is
it
from Florida?
California.
Shit. Holy shit! Okay,
I don't know like, for sure.
Day drive.
This is all just off the top of my head.
Oh, you can bet your ass that he killed people on the way there.
Probably.
100%.
But.
I think we should publicize for everyone to watch this in bed at night with the lights off, okay?
I feel awesome. Like yeah. We needed
and
to say
you
that
should
at
watch
the start.
It on a camping trip when you are alone.
No phone service. Hell, don't even bring your phone. Just make sure that you're in the woods in
the
dark all alone,
you know,
with
what?
No
the
friends,
is,
that's specific.
I live in the woods, so this is a great subject.
Where's your address?
Yeah, but you probably have a fucking you know.
Yeah, what's your address?
Yeah. 1234 just senile woman drain.
I'm surprised you don't know it, Monkey. I thought I gave it to you before.
This is why they're gonna arrest me, bro. Oh my god,
they're gonna arrest you. I just fucking searched up how long does it take for fingerprints to disappear?
okay, you have a point.
Wait, what did it say? I'm like kind of curious now. Like nine days.
It said 24 hours with water contact.
Oh. Okay.
And 40 years, up to 40 years for like materials like wood.
Oh, okay.
Fucking house, anything that does not
but
reach
like,
contact.
You would
water.
Be surprised like how much murderers aren't caught because. Like, the police will go on scene and, like, touch something, and then the DNA is gone, and it's replaced with a policeman's, like...
Mm-hmm. It's...
You know what was a big thing that would stop people from finding? Racism. Like, back in 1960s, or whenever the... What's his name? The Zodiac Killer was found? To him, it was a game, bro. He walked past the cops as they were investigating a crime scene where he killed someone in a taxi... And he walked past them multiple times. He would write them notes and be like, hey, by the way, just to let you know, I walked past you guys like 8 times, but they were looking, they assumed it was like an African-American guy.
Yeah, because his description was an African-American guy.
He didn't have a description.
No. The description, like the description of, like, the police report was like...
But they had no evidence
like local
to base
reports,
that off of.
Local reports were like, it might be... Or, like, the police just had, like, a bias because they were just looking for an African-American guy.
Yeah, exactly. It made no sense. It was just racism for no reason.
Wait.
No, I remember hearing
what
that.
What the fuck
like,
are
he,
you guys saying?
Like, it's... he literally... Like the Zodiac Killer, like, literally walked past the cops, like, so many fucking times. And because he wasn't African-American,
at a crime
the
scene
cops
where
were like,
he killed
okay.
someone.
Yeah.
They thought
he was just, like,
okay,
a normal dude or whatever.
All right, I see what you're talking about.
That...
Bro, watch Zodiac, wait. The movie with, like, who is it?
So, what does the Zodiac Killer kill, like... one type of person a month? Like,
no, he would kill a bunch of people. It seems like he was going after males and females, like couples.
That's fucked up. Well, I mean, it's fucked up to kill people.
Why was he called the Zodiac Killer then? Would he kill only a specific Zodiac?
That's what he gave himself.
No, he would.
Oh, he called himself that?
Yeah, he
left
notes.
To him, it was a game, bro. He would leave notes.
He would taunt the police. That shit was crazy.
He would taunt the newspaper places to make them publish his articles. He wanted people to solve it. He said if they didn't put it in, and I quote, he was like,
"Oh my
God, I'm going to shoot the tires off a school bus and shoot all the little kiddies as they're jumping out."
So this reminds me of the Axeman killer in like the 80s or some time like that, where like he said if like he was like pillaging like some random small town.
Fuck this, I'm turning on my lights.
And he put in the newspaper like what's it called? He's like, if everyone at this day does not play jazz music at like midnight,
I'm not getting any fucking sleep tonight.
And in that town, everyone like played jazz music just so they wouldn't get murdered.
Me neither. I'm drinking a monster.
Did
no one hear what I just fucking said?
I heard you say jazz. Dance.
That's literally
dance.
What happened. Look up the Axeman murderer jazz music case. And
did he kill anyone?
No, not that night. Like, the murder stopped after that, I think. I don't know.
If everyone plays jazz music, I'll leave.
Yeah, I think so, because, like, what? He was called look up the Axeman murderers, like, in the 1980s, and, like, he literally did that. Like, I'm not making that up.
When we're done recording, we should do, like, a Discord movie night so we could all watch Zodiac or something, because that is a crazy...
You guys really don't want me to have any sleep, do you?
Dude, I'm already
he's dead now.
Schizoid out right now.
I still get fucking scared, bro. I love horror games, but still.
No, like, I can play a horror game, but, like, talking about, like, murders and shit, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
I find it interesting. Like,
oh, no, it is interesting, but not at 11 p.m.
I'm like a 30-year-old white woman who watches all those Netflix shows. That's me.
Okay.
Shit. This man confessed to 30 homicides committed in 7 states. Ted Bundy.
Oh, the Zodiac.
For only 4 years.
His total... He got the death penalty.
It says here that he confessed to 30 homicides committed in 7 states between 1974 and 1978. His true victim total is unknown and could be much higher.
Well,
he decapitated at least 12 victims?
Basically, what happened was he stuck to it that I didn't do it. I didn't do it until a few days before he was killed. He told someone he did it. And how he was decapitating them, and he said he did it with like a hacksaw or something like that, and then when he died, bro, his body, there was a smile on his body's face when he got the death penalty. You could search it up, you'll find his
hold
bodies.
On, I need to find this.
Just type in Ted Bundy. Both of you start googling at the same time. He literally has a smile on his face after he gets electrocuted.
Which is
like
Ted Bundy's body after execution. I'm not seeing
any
smile.
Than what I looked. I'm not seeing any photos at all.
I just went to the images tab. I'm not seeing, like, I'm seeing his dead body, but I'm not seeing.
I'm not seeing.
He just looks so fucking peaceful.
That's probably, Ted Bundy execution. Oh, God, yeah.
He just
have
looked.
You seen it?
Yeah, here's the thing. It doesn't have. Like, this is his face.
Hold on.
Like, as if. Like, he's contempt.
Oh, wait,
fucking
no, I see this.
Disgusting.
I'll put this in the host chat. Hold on. I found a picture.
I did not see any news article, actually.
Host killer dies with a smile on his face. I just saw a photo.
God damn it.
Like, you see the smile, right?
Mm hmm.
How disturbing is that, bro? Some people.
Hold on. Look in the host chat, guy.
I'm looking. Yeah, that's not a smile, is that?
Well,
that
it looks
a
like
smile.
A smirk. Like,
yeah, that's
definitely
more.
Not
oh,
sad.
God.
Like, I mean, that's just disturbing, though. Like,
how long after death was that?
Probably, like, I mean, I don't know. Just.
It looks like he has a bunch of crap still in his head.
Yeah, it looks like it was really soon after. Because if he was, like, smiling while dying, that's something different. But dying and smiling at the same time is fucked.
Honestly, I think he might have, because he... I remember he had a smart aleck remark as his last words.
Really? No shit.
I think he did.
Ted Bundy, last words. Ted Bundy's final hours before death.
We're on the same fucking article. Oh yeah, dude,
Ted
the
Bundy's
fucking
last
clown
words
killer. That John Wayne Gacy is also an insane case too.
Oh, in that same room, there was a bunch of his the stuff he did, like his art and stuff from the room.
Bundy called his mom twice to say goodbye. Jesus Christ.
God. Bundy was strapped to an electric chair, sometimes known as Old Sparky. Chillingly,
he
Bundy...
Said,
wait.
I'd like you to give my love to my family and friends, he said. And then...
With that,
his final words were directed at Jim Coleman, his lawyer. Well, maybe they weren't some smart... I mean, he said, I'd like you to give my love to family and friends. So maybe it wasn't...
That is still kind of fucking... That is still kind of...
That's
kind of
weird, though.
The biggest... Okay.
Saying, like, give my love.
The biggest part to me is the fact that he doesn't have any guilty conscience at all. That's what's fucking huge to me right now.
Yeah, if you look at, like, photos of him in court, he just, like, looks like... It's like the Iceman killer. Have you ever heard of that guy? He was like interviewed and like he talks about like how he killed people and he just has like no like he's like monotone about it. It's insane.
There's so many people like last words are disturbing. One guy said, "I'll be back." Another guy said, "Think about it seriously." Another said, "It's a good day to die."
It's okay. That's kind of weird.
Oh boy. Dude, I'm legit fucking terrified. Like, if we were just talking about this shit, okay. But the fact that I have this fucking ominous sound in my ear this entire goddamn podcast is so fucking scary.
any word or guesses on what John Wayne Gacy, the clown killer, his last words were?
Hold on. Let me see an image of him. John Wayne.
Just search up Pogo the Clown.
Pogo
him and his clone persona thing.
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy. This guy is when this guy got
suburban
caught,
chicken
it was like a
serial killer.
Shift.
His last name, his last words were "kiss my ass."
Interesting.
Well, I mean, honestly, like I feel like when he died, like my mom told me, like growing up she would just like be able to just walk wherever she wanted, and like after like killers like that like stories started coming out, like that's when like a cultural shift started happening where parents realized maybe we shouldn't let our kids fucking walk home by themselves all the damn time, you know.
Yeah.
Thank God. Bro, this guy just looks like a fucking murderer. If I saw him on the street, like
who, John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah, like no offense to people that look like that, but like if I saw that clown dude,
no,
I'd fucking punch him in the face.
They found body. There's like a terrible smell in his house, or coming from his house, and they found bodies in the floor and the wall and stuff like that.
Whole 4 slaying victims found. 20 more are feared dead.
Jesus.
Sorry, 28 more.
All right, boys.
Talking about
okay,
this stuff.
Yeah,
like,
okay, we gotta stop.
My computer. may actually explode if I keep recording and have everything else open. So, I think we're going to end it here. That was our Halloween video.
Holy shit!
If you guys would like to see more case studies or anything like that, we can do something
like
that.
We should definitely do this more.
It was a lot of fun, so just let us know if anyone made it this far. But,
I love you guys.
This week, we will have a guest on at some point. At some point. It was supposed to be this week. Stuff fell through. But we're trying. We definitely are trying.
Holy shit. I'm just speechless right now. I'm just fucking speechless.
I guess the best way to end this is to ask you guys any last words?
Kiss my ass.
Thank you guys. That's a good one.
All right. Goodbye, guys. Love you.